Science.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to Dear Science, a podcast by the Connecticut Science Center. I'm Rachel Shurick.
And I'm Andrew Foda.
And we work at the Connecticut Science Center, where we get to teach and think about science in a lot of interesting and fun ways. We spend a lot of our time interacting with people and showing them interesting things about science and science teaching and answering questions that people are curious about. But we definitely do not know everything. During this podcast, we're going to have some other guests from the Connecticut Science Center, and we're going to share some questions from people that have visited us. Some of the questions are going to be silly, some will be serious, but all of them will be interesting. So, Andrew, I have a science fact that I found that was kind of interesting.
Oh, great. Let's hear it.
So my background's in marine science, and I found out that people used to mistake beluga whales for mermaids because it looks like they have knees. So if you haven't seen this, you have to look it up.
It looked like beluga whales had knees.
It looks like they have knees. Yeah, it's really cool.
They don't have legs.
They don't have legs, actually.
So can they have knees?
Yeah. So it turns out it's blubber. It's called rails.
Okay.
It keeps them warm.
Okay, yeah.
But I thought that was really interesting because some whales actually do have residual hip bones because they have an ancestor that used to walk on land. So
right.
Some of them do have that. So
okay.
But they, no legs.
But no legs and no legs. Knees either.
Yeah. Oh, he's looking at a picture.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
You see?
All right. Yeah, I see that. Yeah. Yeah, so, it does kind of look like they have knees or legs.
You learn something new every day.
I had no idea.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't think I've ever mistaken a beluga whale for a mermaid.
Yeah.
But that's just me.
All right. Well, today we have a very interesting question. So to start us off, I guess I'll just ask you, have you ever played with dolls?
I think I called them action figures, actually.
Okay. Well, whatever you want to call them.
But yes, I've played with different toys and dolls were in the mix. Sure.
Great. So today we have a very interesting question from Maya, who is 8 years old.
This next question is about a doll. Maybe all of you have one. It's an LOL doll. How do they get this the big sister's hair? Is it fake hair? Real hair? Also fake hair? Or do they just cut stuff off of a wig and glue it on? It might be real people's hair. I don't know. But what kind of plastic do they use to make it?
All right, that's a great question, Maya. But I have a question I need to ask before that. And maybe Andrew can help me. What is an LOL doll?
So yeah, I actually have a daughter, and I know all too well what an LOL doll is. You can think of it as a smaller, hipper Barbie doll with a big head.
Yeah, okay, and lots of hair.
And some of them have lots of hair. Yeah, they're all the rage in the, 8 to 10-year-old.
Okay, my daughter plays with Barbie dolls. We have tons of Barbies and other baby dolls, too. All have different hair, different colors, different amounts of hair.
Right.
Curly hair, straight hair. So I'm guessing it's similar.
Yeah, and if you think of a Barbie doll or an LOL doll, you know, that hair kind of gets a little wild and crazy after a while. And it's a little hard to tame.
Yeah. Right? I wonder if you can wash it.
I have seen tutorials out there where they tell you how to like comb that hair. I don't know if you've ever tried to run a comb through any of those dolls.
It's impossible.
It's really, really hard. So there are things you can spray on the doll hair to make it kind of comb out better. And
it sounds
and
like you have an action figure salon going on.
My G.I. Joes have spent a few days in the chair, maybe. Yeah.
Good.
It's okay.
Well, as long as their hair looks nice.
They need the TLC, too.
Yep.
Right. Yeah, absolutely.
That's what matters.
Absolutely. But I do have someone. I have spoken to someone who can help us get to the root of this question for us. And we'll be speaking to her soon. Hi, Melissa.
Hi, Andrew. I heard you've got a question for me.
Yeah. So Maya wants to know what LOL doll hair is made from.
Yes. That is a hairy topic.
Indeed it is.
I can do my puns, too. I hear you guys like it on the show.
We do. Thank you.
So dolls have been around for a long time in one form or another. And of course, as technology changes, as well as style and taste changing, so too have what dolls are actually made of.
So what were dolls made of before all this plastic?
Well, prehistoric dolls have been found made from wood, fur, clay, and even, you may have to brace yourself for this one, but even bones.
Bones?
Yep, bones.
What kind of bones?
So animal bones.
Okay, so remains of dinner become toys.
In doll form.
In doll form. Great. All right.
Yeah, even the Egyptians had dolls. They sort of just looked like a paddle, but they had real human hair.
Wow. I mean, I guess if you want hair in a doll, real hair would be the best thing to use, right?
Wow. So bone dolls.
Yeah, bone dolls. Can you
imagine?
Interesting.
I don't know whether to be fascinated or terrified by
a little of both, maybe.
Yeah, I think so.
Could you imagine a kid running around with a doll made out of bones?
I know. Children a long time ago had some interesting toys.
They had it rough. Yeah, definitely.
It makes the LOL dolls seem a little more appealing.
Yeah, they're not so bad now, are they?
Not so bad. No, I think I like them a little more.
But real hair, I guess, sounds, I guess that would be like the first go-to, right?
Thinking about hair on the doll, if I have to choose between real human hair and LOL hair, I think I'd just rather have no hair.
No hair at all.
Yeah, yeah. I think that just sounds easier.
Of course. Well, I did actually speak to Melissa about that as well.
Yeah, most very early dolls simply didn't have hair at all.
I guess that makes sense. That's kind of hard to put hair on a doll in the first place, especially way back then.
Yeah, they were really like human figures that people would just play with. I mean, it really required a lot of imagination.
I'd imagine, yeah. If you didn't even have hair, I can't imagine you had anything else.
No, and these were all different materials that they would have, kind of picture almost like a stick figure, but that you are actually bringing life to.
Right, sort of whatever you found laying around.
Yep.
Yeah, right.
But in more recent times, like, think 100 to 200 years, some doll hair was made from caracal, which is a really short, curly fur, which comes from sheep.
Oh, okay. So sheep fur?
Yeah. And this was kind of like short and curly. So this was kind of more so used for baby dolls or for little boy dolls.
Okay.
Some other types of hair are mohair, and that's actually from Angora goats. It's generally used identically to human hair since the two are really similar in structure and consistency. And it's even treated the same way when it comes to like care or styling.
Okay. Yeah, I've heard of mohair. They make all sorts of jackets and stuff out of it, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep. Okay. In these cases, the hair is glued or sewn onto the doll's head. But there's other materials too. So if you're familiar with Raggedy Ann dolls, you would also know, that red yarn, that yarn can be used as hair as well.
Yeah, I've seen lots of dolls with yarn for hair, sure.
Yep.
Yeah,
and some dolls just have painted on hair, like Star Wars figurines.
Yeah, well, those are action figures.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
Actually, and you're right. Yes, they are painted on.
Okay, so it sounds like hair technology has come quite a long way over the years. I definitely remember dolls with yarn hair, and we have some with painted hair.
Sure, yeah. Sometimes they would just, just mold the doll out of rubber or plastic and just paint hair on it.
Mm-hmm. Right, that sounds like a low maintenance option.
Very low maintenance, yeah.
Much less tangles.
No combing.
I'll take that.
So they found some more creative solutions, I think, to hair.
Even some synthetic different, plastics and... So lots of different, lots of science going into really creating these.
Yeah, in fact, I spoke to Melissa some more about sort of like the science side of things and how they get doll hair today, because of course you don't see much yarn or mohair out there anymore. It's mostly synthetic material.
Of course, nowadays most doll hair is synthetic, meaning it's manufactured. So Saran is a type of material that a lot of doll hair is made of today.
So you mean like Saran wrap?
Sort of. It's a type of plastic. It's really like a Saran fiber that it's manufactured by melting and spinning of polyvinylidene chloride copolymer. But since that's very hard for us to say all the time, we call it PVDC for short. It's something that really resembles human hair when it's spun like that. It stands out in so many applications, from consumer products to industrial applications.
Okay, so most of the hair on dolls today is some sort of plastic. This, I'm not even going to try to say it. This PVDC?
Yeah. Just do PVDC.
Okay, that sounds a lot simpler than the big long word you said before.
Which is why we abbreviate in science.
Of course. So I think I'm very familiar with this. I've seen it on lots of dolls. It's that like Barbie doll hair, right?
Yep, that's what's commonly used now, and it kind of gets rooted in these little small groups and glued from the inside. So if you've ever kind of looked really closely at the doll hair, you'll see it like that. But
yeah,
I mean, don't try to pull it out.
They're like these plugs, right? These,
yep.
These like chunks of hair sticking out, and yeah, okay. And the nicer the doll, usually the more plugs there are. I know.
I would think, because then it kind of more closely resembles human hair, and those brush a lot better.
Yes. I have seen some dolls where the hair is just around the outside of the head, and it's kind of pulled over to make it look like there's hair there, and there's not.
So a comb-over doll.
It's a comb-over okay. doll, yeah, of PVDC.
Oh, yeah, no. I have not seen the comb-over PVDC doll.
Yeah, that's a good thing. It's pretty weird looking. Well, thank you, Melissa, for coming on and telling us a little bit more about doll hair. I had no idea that they played with bones and they had real hair, and now it's this PVDC.
My pleasure. Thanks so much for having me.
Wow, so it seems like Maya had a lot of ideas that were right on track with what we just learned about doll hair.
Yeah, she mentioned plastic, and we now know that it is made of PVDC, this polyvinylidene chloride copolymer. That's used for doll hair. I think most of the dolls nowadays are made with it.
Yeah, makes sense.
Yeah, it can be colored, and I think they can even make it glow in the dark and change color, make it thermochromatic so it can change color in hot and cold.
Awesome.
So, yeah. So that
yeah, when, who doesn't want a doll with color-changing hair?
I mean,
it's come a long way
yeah,
since
that's right.
bones and human hair.
Bones and human hair.
Doing much better.
Yeah.
All right. Well, that wraps up another edition of the Dear Science Podcast. Join us next time when we'll be answering another interesting question. This edition of Dear Science featured Andrew Foda and Melissa Garofola. It was engineered by Nate Gagnon, and the theme song was written and performed by Dan Lamoureux. I'm Rachel Shurick. Talk to you next time. Thanks for listening.